Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Buddy Wilson, it's Hump Day with 20 minutes. Goodness me. We've been in here how long?
Bonus? Is it a bonus?
Well, we really need to look into doing an ASMR podcast.
Well, when we're giving the amount of money we're giving away, you're going to have to cop a fucking cough every now and then.
We are giving away, aren't we? Someone asked on the last podcast if we could put this behind a paywall. I'm not sure how the other people would feel about this.
No,
we are giving. We are giving. This is the bonus show. And this week, Dane, it is a bonus because we have...
Well, is it a bonus now because we do it every week?
Well, it's a bonus compared to our normal show.
For doing
show.
A third one, I think it would be a bonus.
A bonus,
because we do two now weekly.
It's apart a bonus from that we give don't. Away money, really.
Exactly.
For free, for nothing. We're not asking for anything in return.
Just
at
your
all.
Love.
Just your love. It's week 10 of the AFL Premiership season, and we are going to go through each round and give you guys some inside tips and tricks when you are wanting to have a flutter this weekend. Should we get straight into it?
Please.
The first game of the round is Brisbane hosting Richmond. Brisbane, clear favourites at $1.39. Richmond, $3. The line is 16.5. And the over-unders is 159.5. Dane Swan.
I'm going first, okay. Richmond getting anyone back?
Not of significance. No, not that it stood out when I looked yesterday.
He has done his research, as you can see by that lovely
I grabbed a
piece of paper there.
Put that out on their social.
I grabbed that. I forgot to do it. So I did it 2 minutes before the podcast, an hour ago.
At least you're here, Dane.
Well, I mean, so we've been going, I think I haven't missed the best bet yet. I messed it and did a formula and the dogs over game. So we're going okay. I think if you had one unit on everything we've been on so far, I think you'd be well in front. But anyway, so this week, I don't know about this one. I think Brisbane win. I think they're in pretty good form. But I think Richmond might keep it close.
Okay.
For fuck knows what reason. What's the weather? Have we got a weather check?
It'll be all right.
It'll be all right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go Brisbane.
At the line.
Yep. I'm going to change it up. Yep. I'm going to take Brisbane at the line. I think Richmond have been good, but I think Brisbane are starting to find their feet. And I think they get it done.
You know, when we're strong together, and in this case we are, I think our strike rate's really through the roof, and I'm very strong with this. So Brisbane's last 5 weeks have scored 102, 103, 93, 95, 124. So Richmond will try and shut them down, but that's easier said than done. And the other thing is, last week we mentioned in a weird way, if that nightclub incident didn't happen, I'd be more confident about GWS. Mm. And you said, you know what it's like inside a footy club.
Yep.
And maybe that was the difference. Who knows? Obviously,
it definitely was because we said it.
Correct. So... But I reckon you can do that for 1 week. You can play above yourself for 1 week. But then in the end, where's your real
That's
talent?
That's what I've got a couple of those this week as well.
So I think Rich 16.5. I think Richmond will try and shut it down, but easier said than done. And however the game is played, just less than a goal
and
a quarter.
And based on those facts, I think the over's not a bad bet.
Okay. What's the over line?
159.5.
40 points a quarter.
That's exactly what I... Yeah.
That's it.
All right, seven goals a quarter. So it breaks it down, one every 2.5 minutes or something like that.
Look at you guys with the math science today. Absolutely.
So we're both big on the line, and Dane's with the overs as well.
Just if you don't know, you have something to do. Brisbane in the line just for something. So for a bit of fun, just to keep the game interesting, because sometimes you only want to watch the last quarter when it's close. So if you actually want to have a vested interest in every quarter, you have Sumner on the total.
Thank you so much for that selfless insight there. And moving on to the next game, Carlton are hosting Hawthorn. Carlton are favourites at $1.30. Hawthorn, $3.54. The line is 20.5, and the over-unders for this one, Ralph, is 171.5.
So surely a couple of things will happen here. Hawthorn are now finally embarrassed. They should be embarrassed, but now they're finally embarrassed losing to the Kangaroos. And Carlton, they've got Silvani back, but Carlton are a free-flowing side, but they don't really know how to defend. So you would think that Alistair Clarkson's mindset is, A, really, really, this is back to the wall. You were shit last week.
Are we convinced he's a good coach?
I've got questions about him as a list manager and what he did with the greats of the club, the way they retired him.
Because every other coach who's down the bottom seems to be getting their ass kicked, saying they're going to lose their job. And I don't want to say Orange is the new black. I want to say Hawthorn's the new North.
Yes. Oh, wow. Big statement.
Hawthorn is the new North, so in my opinion. But what's not my go?
So any danger of the media actually questioning what they're doing? Yeah. So they've been...
Or Collingwood,
They're bullies because they'll go Bucks, who's towards the contract, whatever happens. Well, it has to be recontracted. David Teague, David Noble, but they're refusing to actually question anything that Alistair Clarkson does, even if it's fair. So anyway, that I divert. 20.5 start for Hawthorn if it's a dogfight, given that Hawthorn and Clarkson's method will be stop Carlton the free-flowing way. It'll probably be the most boring game of all time to watch, but we can make some money. So I think Hawthorn at 20.5 start, even though Carlton will probably beat them, is a way of looking at things as a, what do they call it, counter-investing.
Where is this game? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
It's MCG? A Carlton home game, yeah.
At the MCG? Well, like I said, Hawthorn are the new North, and until they prove to me that they can beat anyone anywhere, I just can't see how I can take them at anything. So I'm taking Carlton at the – I think Carlton have said – Carlton have had – do we give Carlton honourable losses these days? Like, because they're probably –
They're scoring.
They're probably meant to be better than what they are. So they're still shit down the bottom like the rest of us. But I think they might be look at this one and go, this is one where we can really – give it to them. So I think Carlton have penciled this one and goes, we can give the Hawks a hiding. So really? I think Carlton get it done. The re-signing of Paddy Cripps, I don't know fucking what that means, but but yeah, I think Carlton get this done. And I can't give Hawthorn anything until they prove to me they otherwise. So I will not be.
Fair enough. Well, the next game is the Geelong Cats against the Gold Coast Suns. The Cats are $1.08, Gold Coast $8. The line is 44.5, and the over-unders, Dane, is 155.5.
Well, this is where you, this is this little multi-builder, Ralph. As you were long, just a little $1.08, just tip them in there. Just good for value, yes, exactly. 45.5. I kind of like the Gold Coast. I think they'll shut it down. There won't be too much scoring. This is at Cadinia Park.
It's at GMHBA, correct. Yeah.
So with not much confidence, I'm going to take the Gold Coast with an eight goal head start. Is that all right?
You can do whatever you like, Dan.
I know. I'm just thinking out loud to myself.
Is it 48.5? Is that the line?
It is 44.5.
7.5 goals. I'm going to take him with 7.5 goal start. I think they got embarrassed last week. They got hammered by 100. So they probably will get hammered again, but I'm taking I'm taking the Gold Coast. So I find it hard to give any side in the AFL more than an eight-goal head start.
The last 2 weeks, they've scored 51 against Brisbane, 54 against St Kilda. Yeah,
it's not good. It's bleak up there. Is Stewie Drew coming to, is he getting pasted in the media?
No, because it's, and it could be entirely coincidental, but I would think that they're very good at briefing journalists. Yeah. Quotation marks, the expansion sides. They keep on the right side for the good publicity. Okay. It's remarkable how the sides that brief journos a lot don't get the scrutiny. Anyway, so that's 50-odd points. So if they kick their average, Geelong only have to kick 100.
Only? You reckon, what have Geelong been kicking?
Home, they've kicked 136, 126 and 88 against Geelong. So they average 100.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yep.
Bit over. And yep. At home they should kick that. So I'm saying at the overs, I agree with what you're saying. I don't necessarily think it'll be a blowout, but I do like the overs as a bet. 155.5. If Gold Coast kick their average, about 10 goals, I can see Geelong kicking 95.
Yeah, no, listen, I can't disagree with you, Ralph.
Overs.
That's two you've kind of semi-agreed
on today.
Well,
very good when we agree.
Well, here we go. The next game is Adelaide hosting your mob, Ralph, Melbourne. Adelaide are paying $5.30. Melbourne are $1.16. The line is 31.5. And the over-unders, Dane, is 164.5.
Is it my go?
It is your go.
Listen, Melbourne obviously going okay. Probably got the best midfielder in the comp, I would imagine, with Gorn, Petrarca, Oliver, Brayshaw, Viney. I think they're probably the – it's very argued to argue they're not the best team in the league. But I think Adelaide will cover the 5 goals. I don't know why, I don't know how, but at home, they rested Big Tex over in Perth. They'll be fresh, ready to go. And I think Melbourne are going well, but I think they're – can you just be going when you're winning by when you're winning every week?
They haven't blown a side away.
Yeah, so
– at any stage.
Yeah, so –
they also haven't beaten a side above them, Ralph. You've made very clear on
this. No, they haven't, they haven't. So I think they're going well, but like you said, they're not hammering sides. And I think Adelaide will keep it – close enough, but I expect Melbourne to win. But math science is creeping up on them. Mm-hmm. Not sure it's this week, but it's coming. It's coming.
What's the line?
31.
The line is 31.5.
I'm taking Crows at the line.
With Big Tex back, and they kicked 76 last week after two shocking games where they virtually didn't score, I think they'll score a bit, and Melbourne are scoring week after week. They're obviously good all over the ground. Yep. So I think overs, 165.5, I think it'll be a good scoring game. The weather looks all right. So I think they'll cover the overs, 40-odd points a quarter between the two of them should be scored.
Wonderful. Well, moving later on into Saturday, we see Western Bulldogs hosting St Kilda. The Bulldogs are $1.28. St Kilda is $3.73. The line, Ralph, is 23.5, and the over-unders is 171.5.
Well, Swanee said Melbourne's got the best midfield, and if they haven't, the Bulldogs have. They're fantastic, and you can trust the Bulldogs. They've only had one bad game, and that was against Richmond, and you can't trust St Kilda. So while they kicked inaccurately, if you putt badly, you don't win golf tournaments. And so really, if you can't finish,
they've got the yips.
They've got the yips. 47-63, 39-48 is 4 of their last 5 scores.
It's not great.
They blew away Hawthorn, but that doesn't count as
no, you. No, they're the new North.
So you can trust the Dogs, you can't trust Saints, but it should be a monster scoring game. 171.5 is a high over, but why won't there be lots and lots of scores here? So
exactly. The Dogs and the overs are, I don't know, I haven't done the stats, but it just seems like every week it's going over.
Yeah.
And once again, I am in the same boat. Where is this? At Etihad?
Etihad.
So the weather won't be which is I do agree with Damien Hammock, it's the worst ground in the league to play on.
It is.
When I was there, because the car park, it was hard. Unless it was pissing down rain, then it was a beauty. But it's worth. I'd rather play in Adelaide or in Perth. Ground with some hard and the fans. Seems like the fans don't really care at Etihad. They just. it's an odd feeling down there, but it may have changed.
You have to travel.
It's a long way from go to the Docklands from the MCG. Yeah.
It does feel like a bit of a spectacle when you're there, it's more of an exhibition.
Yeah, match just kind of thing. It's no good. It's no good. But anyway, I'm exactly the same. I think this game's going over, and if I was betting at the line, a bit like what Ralph said, you can't trust the Saints. The Dogs just keep on keeping on. I'd give the Dogs 4 goals.
What is the line exactly?
23.5, she said.
Oh, he's all over it today, 23.5. Yeah, research. So you've got the overs and Dogs at the line in that game? Or either one of those two?
No, my first bet, if I was only having one bet on it, would be the over.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to take a side at the line, mm-hmm. I would take the Dogs.
Thank you for clarifying. Moving on to Saturday night, we see the Fremantle Dockers hosting the Sydney Swans. Frio, $1.94. Sydney, close as well, on $1.90. Yep, $1.90. The line is only 0.5 and the over-under is only 146.5. Dane.
Where's this?
In over on the west coast of the stadium.
Well, this is my bet of the round. I like Frio here.
Really?
This is one of... Yeah, I like Frio to get the job done over there. They play, listen, once again, I do not have the stats to back this up, but in my head, I think they play pretty well over there. This is just the mindset of your average punter, where Ralph gives us the, you know, the math and the stats behind it. This is in my head, Frio play well over there, and it's a long way to Sydney, long way from Sydney to Perth. Do they take Buddy? Do they rest a couple? Who knows? But I think, mate, plus a half, so Frio just have to win by one. What did you say, $1.94?
$1.94 to Frio, $1.90 to Sydney.
Yeah, so $1.94, best bet of the round. I'm 8 from 8. So once again, I'm forewarning this by Math Science is coming up on me. I will not go 23-0 on my best bets, but my best bet is Frio at the just the win.
Just the win.
Well, what's the fucking point of betting? Unless it's a draw, then it'll really fuck me, but...
Zero on the roulette wheel.
Yeah.
So I'm skeptical about this Math Science stuff. But I'd already written Sydney best bet.
No shit.
Here we go. Yeah, they're playing good footy. They only beat
Collingwood.
They did, but before that, honourable loss to the D's and they beat Geelong. That's proper form.
It is.
And you said last week about all the Dockers travel. So, ironically, I think the travel's going to start to kick in against the Dockers.
Okay.
They're home.
Oh, you've reversed it on me. Reversed the travel on me.
We had to go to Brisbane, had to go to the Docklands, and now they're back home, but that might have no lead in the legs.
Well, you know the best thing about this? One of our best bets
Correct.
Is going to win. Unless it's a draw.
Then it's going to be the green
unless it's, you watch it be a draw.
Exactly.
But, okay, there we go. It's the first time we've completely disagreed on a best bet.
One of us will be right.
One of you will be the best bet. Science. Correct. Moving on to Sunday footy, Greater Western Sydney is hosting the West Coast Eagles. GWS is $2.17, West Coast $1.69. The line is 5.5, and the over-unders, Ralph, is 166.5. GWS at home, Dane.
My go, is it?
It's Ralph's turn.
Okay. Oh, okay, why'd you call my name?
I was just letting you know they're at home because you've been asking me.
Well, okay, thank you.
So Green's out is a massive out.
Mm. Huge.
Massive out. And I know... You know, I've just said before, you can live for a week. But, wow, he's a big out. Particularly as West Coast are getting their season back on track. They have a real form because they beat Hawthorn and the Crows, but they got Hearn and Ryan back. I think they go into my multi. So, very keen on West Coast.
I'm with you, Ralph. This is my second. This is up. This is 1A. If it was my next. This is 1A. Frio, my best bet. 1A is West Coast. Exactly what you said. Toby Green is their heart and soul. And then West Coast are going all right. I think they're good enough to get the job done over there. So, and if I was having a bet in the overrunner, which I'm not saying to, I'll take the under. But I like West Coast at the line here. And this is what they are also going in my multi.
We will touch on the multi at the end, but we'll move on to the next game for Sunday. Collingwood, your mob, Dane, hosting Port Adelaide. Collingwood, $3.34. Port Adelaide, favourites at $1.33. The line is 19.5, and the over-unders to you is 156.5.
Yep.
Home game for Collingwood.
Where is it? Because sometimes they play at Marvel MCG. I'd just like to clarify, please.
G.
That's is it the G? What's the weather? Thanks, Sam.
The weather is fine.
Fine, okay. Thank you. I think you've made that up, but anyway. if Port want to be... we all know the Pies are going no shit house. They're going no good. If Port... And I think Port have copped it a bit this week because they get beat by good sides and they flog the shit sides.
Sunday is fine. Zero chance of rain. And mostly sunny.
Thank you. That just confirms what I was about to say. So as I know, Port flog the shit sides. And would we say Collingwood are a pretty ordinary side this year?
Shit. Yes. We'd go shit.
So then I'll... What'd you say tonight? What was it? 20 and a half?
It is.
19.5.
And there's a bit of feeling in this game, I think, for some stupid reason over a jumper that no one really gives a fuck about apart from a couple of people.
Koshy being one.
Yes, exactly. I think Port beat Collingwood by more than 20 points, I would imagine. If they don't, they will be hearing from me. So they'd want to.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, so Port at the line. I would put Port to win in my multi, but I'm not going to because obviously I want Collingwood to win.
Mm. Ralph, thoughts?
So one of the things I've had to do away from the media and just being analytical with my racing and also with footy, that I used to barrack for the story. Beauty, if this wins, we can talk to this guy and, you know, or we can... So yeah. I don't barrack for the story, but I'm barracking for the story here. If Dane Swan responding to the Port Adelaide people. I like Collingwood the line. I just think they're still playing for their coach, right? They're playing to their best, and Port can't be trusted, as you said, for those very reasons. And they're not going that well, Port, and they're away from home. They're embarrassed by the Dogs. I know it's all resilience and all that. I just think Collingwood are getting it together now to actually play to their best. If they play their best, they can cover the line at 19.
And if someone can get to the airport and check one of the Port players' bags for their prison bar jumper, mate, then you're taken by 10 goals. Because if they've come down with the intention of winning and singing the song with the prison bar jumper on, well then, hat tip to the Port boys and I think they win by a lot more.
I don't think Collingwood are shit players. I just think they're playing like a shit team at the moment. Well, that'd be a fair statement.
Well, they're second bottom, so, you know.
That's by the Dane Swan criteria. 17th is
pretty shit.
Yeah, they're playing shit, but I don't think they are as shit as they're playing.
Every player in the AFL is technically a pretty good player, but they're just 16 other clubs have better players than them.
Math science. All right, we'll move on to the final game of the round. Essendon is hosting North Melbourne, who are no longer the worst side anymore, thanks to Hawthorn.
Not sure it's going to help them this week, though.
Essendon versus North Melbourne. Essendon $1.32, North $3.40. The line is 20.5. And Ralph, the over-unders for this game is 173.5.
Well, it should be a high-scoring game. Essendon's three prior to Freo were 109, 107, 105, and then just 61 against
Where
Freo.
Is this game again? Just for
it's at the your favourite ground, the Docklands.
Marvel. Okay, lucky. Yeah. Marvel Stadium.
But North are scoring as well, 73, 76, 87. So it should be a shootout. Low confidence, but overs for mine.
North have had their win. And listen, Sam, I'll on a... Pick a bone. I tipped Hawthorn, but if someone had told me that Dave Noble's birthday was on that day, was in Tassie, and what was the other one? The game was in Tassie. It was Dave Noble's birthday, and there was one other one that one other thing. I would have backed them. I thought the game was at the MCG, and I didn't know it was Dave's birthday. So if we get those things, well then it makes my betting a lot easier. But,
so in other words, it's your fault.
Yes, exactly.
I thought it might be. Most things are.
So everyone out there, don't blame me for that.
My fault, guys.
Essendon, a lot to thank the Bombers for getting my best bet done for me on the weekend. This is also going in my multi. North have had their win.
Yep.
You know, it was coming. Like I've said, math science, it was coming. And so I think back they go to the bottom for a couple of weeks until they rise up again. So I think Essendon cover the 20 points, whatever it is. And that's the last leg of my multi.
All right. Well, my multi, my best is Sydney against you. Yep. And my multi, Brisbane at the line, Sydney to win, West Coast win, Collingwood at the line, $11.79. I will be having some
not
of
a bad
myself.
Piece of the pie there, Dane. We've got your best bet is opposite to Ralph's.
Yeah. No.
And
so
what's
we'll,
your multi?
So Freo, we'll take that just to win. If it's the draw, it'll be like a disaster. So we'll take Freo to win, take West Coast to win. We're going to take the Dogs into the over. Mm-hmm. And once again, the get out, just Essendon to win. We don't need to worry about the line. We'll just relax on a Sunday. Just have it on. Cook up a nice roast at home. Just have it on in the background. You don't have to be stressed at three-quarter time when they're up by 17. Just let them win and let them do their thing.
So can I clarify, Dogs at the line and the over?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Into Freo, West Coast, Essendon.
Yep, done. All right.
Well, there you go. Big round of footy coming up. Don't thank us now. Thank us later. Have a great weekend. If you're having a flutter, please do so responsibly.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.